Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following article is from the online website Yahoo Finance. The article was written by Emily Batdorf. How to catch up on retirement savings. More than half of Americans age 50 and older worry that they won't have enough money in retirement, and nearly as many wish they'd started saving earlier. Unfortunately, you can't turn back the clock, but that doesn't mean you're out of luck. If you're feeling behind on retirement planning, there are several strategies to help you catch up. Even if you wish you'd started in your 20s, the next best time to start is now. Read on to learn how to catch up on retirement savings and live your best life in your golden years. How to catch up on retirement savings. Use the following tips to earn more, cut expenses, and maximize your returns. Then, shuffle extra cash into the appropriate accounts to jumpstart your retirement savings. Make catch-up contributions. If you're 50 or older, you're eligible to make catch-up contributions to certain retirement accounts. This means you can contribute more than the standard annual limits, giving your accounts an added boost. Those 50 and older can contribute an additional $1,000 each year to their IRA and $7,500 each year to their 401k or other workplace plans. The following is a breakdown of current contribution limits based on age. 401k. Under age 50, $23,500. Age 50 and up, $31,000. IRA. Under age 50, $7,000. Age 50 and up, $8,000. Additionally, starting in 2025, the Secure 2.0 Act lets those ages 60 through 63 make a catch-up contribution of $11,200 to their workplace account, bringing their total allowable contribution to $34,750. Maximize returns on savings. Cash plays an important role in your portfolio, providing you with much-needed liquidity in retirement. But don't let your cash sit around without working for you. For competitive yields and easy access to your money, a high-yield savings account is a good choice. Currently, you can earn up to 4.5% APY with the best high-yield savings accounts. To put this into perspective, a savings account at one of the major U.S. banks earns 0.01%, while the national average savings account rate is just 0.4%. For example, if you deposit $10,000 into a savings account that earns 0.1% APY and leave it there for 5 years, you'd end up with a balance of $10,005. However, if you choose a 4% high-yield savings account instead, you would have a balance of $12,518 after 5 years. That's your $10,000 principal balance plus $2,518 in interest, without making any additional contributions. Look for ways to increase your income. One of the most straightforward, simple ways to catch up on retirement savings is to increase your income. The more money you have coming in, the more you can direct toward your retirement savings and investments. Here are three basic ways to earn more. Ask for a raise. If you think there's room to earn more in your current role, don't hesitate to ask. Research salaries for similar roles at other companies and back up your request with a list of your achievements and responsibilities. Start a business or get a side hustle. If you have the bandwidth and time to work outside of your 9-to-5, consider starting a business or side gig. You could walk dogs, deliver pizzas, or find a gig online. The possibilities are endless. Look for a higher-paying job. According to recent data from ADP, those who switch jobs have higher median year-over-year salary changes. Getting another job offer gives you a fresh chance to negotiate your compensation, potentially leading to a substantial raise. Eliminate high-interest debt. High-interest debt grows fast, eating into your budget every single month. The sooner you eliminate your debt, the more you can put toward your retirement savings. Focus on your high-interest debt first, putting as much as you can toward the balance each month. If possible, put any extra money toward the principal, not interest. This lowers your loan balance and, therefore, the total amount you'll pay. Use a budget. It may sound obvious, but using a budget to track your income and expenses can help you find extra money to save for retirement. There are endless ways to budget, but the zero-based budgeting method involves assigning a purpose to every dollar you earn. This can help you be more intentional about prioritizing retirement. Use your budget to audit your spending, eliminating or reducing any categories where you want to cut back. Then, redirect those dollars toward your retirement or savings accounts, adding these contributions as a line item in your budget. Automate your savings. You may have heard the advice to pay yourself first, which means prioritizing your own savings before paying bills or buying extras. Automation makes paying yourself first as easy as a few clicks. Once you set up a budget and determine how much you'll save or invest each month, automate these transfers into your retirement accounts. If you have a workplace-sponsored plan, contact HR to set up automatic paycheck deductions. Earn your employer's match. If you aren't already doing so, earning your employer's match is a simple way to speed up saving for retirement. An employer match is essentially free money. It's cash your employer contributes to your 401k or other workplace plan based on the amount you contribute. For example, if your employer matches your contributions dollar for dollar up to 5% of your salary, you could be saving 10% of your income by contributing just 5%. If your employer offers this benefit, aim to contribute high enough to get the full available match. Delay retirement. If you need a longer runway to be able to save enough for retirement, consider working beyond retirement age. Not only does this give you more time to save, it gives your investments more time to grow and shortens the amount of time you'll need that money to last. Another bonus of delaying retirement? For each month you delay drawing on Social Security between the ages of 62 and 70, your benefit amount increases, adding a bigger cushion to your own retirement savings. It's not too late to start saving for retirement. Regardless of your age, saving for retirement isn't a lost cause. Even if you're having regrets about not starting sooner, act now, using these strategies to speed up your progress. At the same time, make sure your goals are realistic. Think about the life you want to have in retirement and consult a financial advisor if you need help estimating how much you'll need. You may even be surprised to find you're further along than you thought. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.